Since biblical times, man has witnessed and recorded strange manifestations in the sky and speculated on the possibilities of visitors from another world. Today, from the skies of California, the fields of Kansas, the rice paddies of the Orient, the air lanes of the world, come persistent reports of UFOs, unidentified flying objects which we have come to know as flying saucers. In Dayton, Ohio, the Air Intelligence Command gathers and sifts data from all quarters of the globe. 97% of the objects prove on investigation to be of natural origin, but 3% still are listed as unknown. The Air Force is aware of the widely held belief that some of these could be flying saucers from another planet. While there is nothing conclusive in the evidence, the probing and digesting of information about UFOs continues unceasingly. As a result, headquarters of the Hemispheric Defense Command in Colorado Springs issued an order. All military installations are to fire on sight at any flying objects not identifiable. But even as they did so, the military wondered whether their scientific know-how and their best weapons would be effective in any battle of the Earth versus
WCBN FM in armor.
Thank you. ATL's Music Tools collection offers you a chance to get your hands on some very uncommon, unusual, and fun musical instruments. The Music Tools collection features musical gear that you can check out from the library, from such noted manufacturers as Moog, Korg, Miwa Denki, Bleep Labs, Chamber of Sounds, Critter and Guitari, and more. It's easy. All of this is available for no fee with your library card. If you don't have a card, stop by with your ID to get one today.
Page 31, Canada Goose.
As the geese return northward to Canada in the summertime, Americans from across the United States likewise descend upon Toronto Fort. North by Northeast, June 17th through 21st, this summer. It's a time when music, film, art, and comedy take over downtown venues, stages, boats, airports, and pretty much everywhere else. North by Northeast oozes over Toronto with film screenings, parties, and music at your favorite sweaty club or bar. Listen to your favorite WCBN DJ, and you can get free tickets. You can be like a goose and go to Toronto June 17th to 21st for North by Northeast, a five-day festival of music and stuff.
WCBN FM Ann Arbor. This is The Answers and the Beat. My name's Paul. I'm tired. I'm here till 6 a.m. We just heard Roan with Ouija from the album Creatures. Nocturnal Sunshine with Can't Hide the Way I Feel from Nocturnal Sunshine. Holly Herndon featuring Amnesia Scanner with An Exit from the new Holly Herndon album Platform. And Keandai Braxton started the show off with Voids from the album Hive One. And this is Jeremy Bible and Mouse Cop from their tape on House of Mountain. And this is the track Initiation Well. Again, I'm tired. I'm here till 6 a.m. So keep listening. CBN FM Ann Arbor. Stay tuned.
Thank you. We never thought we'd get here. But the White Panthers made me come. And now they've forced me. And you're listening to WCBN-FM, Ann Arbor. And this is their hostage, Genesis Beriah Peorich.
Listening to WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. This is The Answer is in the Beat. My name is Paul. We just heard The Breathing Effect with Rising Inside from their album Mars. It's a Very Bad Place for Love. Before that, Colin Stetson and Sarah Neufeld within the Vespers from Never Were the Way She Was, and Jeremy Bible versus Mouse Cop with Initiation Well from their tape. I'm going to play something up next from Rob Masaryk and Exploding Star Orchestra. Their new double CD, Galactic Parables, Volume 1. We're going to hear Collections of Time from Disc 1. It's a double live album. First disc was recorded in Italy, second disc was recorded in Chicago. And it's the same compositions, just in different orders and different configurations and things like that. So we're going to play the Italian recording of Collections of Time. And then some other stuff. Keep it locked, WCBN-FM, Ann Arbor, The Answer is in the Beat. Stay tuned.